The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Shalom, shalom, Rolien. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Cindy. And I tell you, this morning we were talking and saying, it's not turning out to be such a big news day. But in the last half an hour or so, guess what? Lot has been happening.
Well, carry on then, because you used the word schwag today, which I'd never heard of before, schwag. Saying it's a schwag news day. Schwach.
Schwach.
Schwach. Schwach news day.
Schwach, you know.
No, I don't know schwach. I even Googled it and there's no translation for schwach at all.
Schwach, it's bad.
I get it. But Rolien, things have changed, so over to you.
Things have changed. So let's look at the top story that has come in within the last 45 minutes or so. And that is news from the Justice Ministry that has announced that the trial for Prime Minister Netanyahu, who is facing various indictments, including fraud and breach of trust. I bet he wishes it's breach of trust, will start on March the 17th. We even have a time. It will start at 3 p.m. And this follows an announcement also from former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, who himself spent time in prison for corruption. He has written a formal letter to President Rivlin asking him please to expunge or to wipe out his criminal record, citing the work that he did as Prime Minister. And we've yet to hear a response from President Rivlin because he is on his first official visit to Australia and the Fiji Islands as this is all happening. And news in from Benny Gantz, who is the chair of the Blue and White Kahova Levan. He will address his own statement regarding the announcement from the Justice Ministry later tonight at about 8 p.m. So lots of exciting things happening. We are just weeks away from our third election. And while we want to say Pam Shlishi Glida or the third time lucky, we're being a little bit cynical. We're thinking maybe there will be a fourth election, but who knows? Stranger things have happened.
Oh, come on, Rolien. Really? Is there even talk of a fourth round?
Well, we're saying, we hope that this will be a third time lucky scenario, that we won't have to run to the polls again this year, at least, unless it's municipal, but because we've had a record over the last year of the inability to form coalitions, and we haven't heard or seen much news coming in from the various political parties, and maybe it's just because this has been a very, very boring election cycle, this third leg of it, we don't really know what to expect, but I think we're just bracing ourselves just in case. You know what they say, prepare for the worst, but expect the best.
Okay, hear you loud and clear. Rolien, interestingly, News24 is reporting on El Al about to make an announcement concerning profitability and possible cuts owing to Corona. The Jewish press is not reflecting that. What is the story with the reaction to the coronavirus in Israel?
Okay, so let's unpack some facts. And we've heard also within the last hour from both Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Health Ministry. The Health Ministry have saying that only official announcements and updates can be received from the authorized bodies within the Ministry of Health. And he says that the Health Ministry have said that they're very concerned about some of the points being disseminated on social media about the spread of coronavirus in Israel. So this is where we stand. We have three known diagnoses of coronavirus, and this is not in Israel. This is Israeli citizens aboard the Diamond Princess. They are in the process of being evacuated from the quarantine ship. They will be flown back to Israel under quarantine. We are expecting them in Israel on Thursday, and they will then go into quarantine at Sheba Hospital. And if there are more cases of coronavirus, the Electoral Commission will set up specific voting booths for victims of coronavirus if there are victims of corona. Prime Minister Netanyahu in a statement earlier today said that Israel's probably the best equipped country than any other for coronavirus, for dealing with the outbreak. He says, so far we have succeeded in preventing the entry of the virus. I will do everything to prevent it from happening or to postpone it for as long as possible. Also, it's a, you know, while the health ministry are speaking and saying, don't take your news from social media, everybody, and I beg of you as an analyst, as somebody who works in the news, in the news world, please don't take your news from social media unless it comes from absolutely reputable sources, or reputable sources, which is my new word for the day. Also, what we have now is a ban of anybody coming in from areas of the world. This is mostly East Asia that are affected by coronavirus, and we are expecting an announcement from Cathay Pacific, an airline that is Hong Kong based, saying that they will suspend flights to Israel, not for any other reason in that it would be difficult for any citizens of Hong Kong or their staff aboard to enter the country. And with regards to an announcement from El Al, we don't know what it is as yet, but we do know that at the moment El Al have suspended flights to areas that are hit, including China, Thailand, and Hong Kong. So we await that announcement from El Al. But so far, just to confirm that the health ministry have asked people, please, 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 only official announcement that's come from Israel's health ministry, and that we have 3 known cases. There are citizens that are aboard the Diamond Princess, the cruise liner that is quarantined off the coast of Japan. They have not entered the country yet. So far, we don't have cases inside Israel.
Rolene, the next story that you wanted to touch on today was Bernie versus Trump. Is that going to be the showdown?
Well, it's predicted that it could be the showdown, and some people are saying that this is the sublime to the ridiculous, and Bernie Sanders himself releasing a video last night saying he's very, very proudly Jewish. And he, of course, has had a lot of criticism for this, because he takes a zap at President Trump, saying that President Trump has given a tailwind to neo-Nazis and to anti-Semitism. But what Bernie does and understand is that some of his campaigners, people like Linda Sarsour, give a tailwind to the far left form of anti-Semitism, and somewhere in the middle both neo-Nazis and the far left meet. And this has faced, of course, a lot of debate, a lot of discussion, both in the United States, because of course the country is extremely polarized politically at the moment, and here in Israel as well. We are also concerned to see what's going to happen, and we heard from Kahol V'Lavan leader Benny Gantz earlier today saying that if he is voted in as prime minister, if he's the prime minister of Israel, and if there is a democratic candidate that is successful, he will do his best to try and heal whatever rifts exist at the moment between Democrats and between the state of Israel.
Rolene, I've got a very quick question for you, and it's based on something that one of our listeners is actually saying. He says the third election is not Glida. It's more like a gigantic waste of time that makes Israel look like a banana republic that can't even organize anything with any credibility. So that's from one of our listeners, Hachamor. But I want to ask you, what happens if, again, they can't make a government? I mean, are they just going to go back to elections again? I mean, is this just like a perpetual rhythm election?
Well, I think also we have to respect that this is Israeli democracy. It's so good we're doing it 3 times. But just to comment on Hachamor, I wouldn't call us a banana republic. I wouldn't go that far. What I would say is that what we are seeing now is not this frantic coalition building, horse trading that's happening before this election. And I think this largely is because of what could possibly happen with Prime Minister Netanyahu. We've never had a sitting Prime Minister that will go on trial. Will this affect the electorate? How will this bode in terms of forming an actual government? Will we see a change in structure? So I think this third election is going to possibly be a very, very good one to watch. Gantz has said that he will not be forming any coalitions with a joint list. That was a little bit of a freak out for people. Earlier they say, you know, he's going to go speak to the joint list. He's not going to go speak to the joint list. Avigdor Lieberman's being very, very, very strangely stumm. Very quiet. It's very unlike Avigdor Lieberman, but perhaps he'll surprise us in the next couple of days.
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen. It is still, I mean, going back to the polls in 2 weeks and not a lot of conversations happening around the vote.